Hello and welcome to another episode of the Everyday Ayurveda and Yoga Podcast. This is your host, Kristen, and I am very excited to introduce episode 4 of season 10, Digesting Food and Life, Ayurveda for Mental Health. We are blessed to be joined by Myra Lewin, Master Yogini and founder of Hale Pule Ayurveda and Yoga, and Erica, an Ayurvedic health counselor at Hale Pule. This is a very powerful, helpful, and much needed conversation for these times. From Ayurveda, we know that digestion is mental health. Agni, our digestive fire, is mental health. And when we understand how it works and how to look after it well, we move the mind towards sattva, its natural state. The principles of Ayurveda teach us that the natural state of the mind is harmonious. It's up to us to choose the things in life that bring us closer to that harmony, not further away. In this episode, we'll learn about Erica's inspiring healing journey and how the practices of Ayurveda and yoga healed her digestion and ultimately her ability to digest life. Enjoy the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I have Erica here with me today, and we're going to talk a little more about Ayurveda and the mind.
Hi, Myra. It's a pleasure to be here with you. So at Hale Pule, we speak often about how digestion of food and digestion of life are connected. And I wanted to share my personal experience with this. So early in life, I experienced a lot of anxiety and depression. So early, I think I was even a depressed five-year-old. And I had some difficult experiences as a kid that I didn't know how to cope with. I felt fear and anxiety pretty much all of the time. And it had been like that for so long that I didn't even realize it was a problem and that it wasn't normal. I don't think I even knew what true happiness and joy felt like. And by my teenage years, depression, anxiety, and fear were my usual emotional states. And my self-esteem was very low. So much so that at age 13, I attempted suicide. And that was a watershed moment for me in my experience of digesting life, because at that point, I felt that I kind of gave up. And from that point on, until I came to Ayurveda and yoga in my mid to late 20s, my life just never mattered to me much at all. And around this time, I was also starting to show signs of poor digestion. I was constipated most of the time, but thought it was normal to only have a few bowel movements per week. I had skin problems such as acne, random rashes from all sorts of things. And I was given medication for these, oral and topical medications, but it never really seemed to work. And if anything, all of those issues, including anxiety and depression, seemed to just get worse as I entered my 20s.
It's a fairly common thing these days. Yeah.
So I want to mention my diet at this time too, which I never connected to my mental health or skin issues. Today, I can look back and see how my diet was pretty terrible considering what I was going through. I had raw foods and salads, constant snacking, lots of processed so-called health foods like protein bars. I was drinking 3 or 4 cups of coffee each day. I had a lot of dry foods like toast and popcorn, things that many listeners of this podcast may recognize as aggravating to Vata dosha, as well as insulting to Agni. So as I entered my 20s, the digestive symptoms kept getting worse. And eventually I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease around age 25. And I remember lots of occasions where I'd leave events early because there were sharp pains in my stomach. And I took medication for the Crohn's disease, but it only brought a little bit of relief and the symptoms were still there. So at this time, mentally, I felt unable to handle most of what life threw my way. I didn't have a lot of trust in myself and I didn't expect much from myself. I didn't think my life would amount to much. I thought I would probably die young and this thought didn't even bother me. I had a strong victim mindset and thought I had been dealt a bad lot in life. I would compare myself to other people a lot, look around and think that they had things easier or that life seemed easier for them. To cope with these feelings, I reached for alcohol and sometimes prescription medications like Xanax. And I also had a lot of anger at other people and at myself, but I was in denial about it. And I remember sitting in therapy and the therapist told me, "You seem like you're harboring a lot of anger." And I remember getting so mad at her for suggesting that I was an angry person or that I had anger.
And it's really great when we have those gifts in life, when somebody does get honest with us and we can begin to see ourselves.
Yeah. And so, needless to say, I was not a healthy person physically or mentally at this time. And eventually, it was the Crohn's disease and the physical discomfort I was in, the pain, and the frustration of the medication not working the way that the doctor said it would work that pushed me to explore a holistic approach. And I became determined to find a natural solution. I had a day where I physically threw out all of my medication and I said, that's it, I'm going to figure this out. And I explored a few different approaches before learning about Ayurveda. And when I learned about Ayurveda, it was the first approach to support my digestion that related the state of digestion to the state of the mind and emotions. And given the experiences that I was having, this really spoke to me. And this is right around when I met you and was exposed to the approach we teach at Hale Pule. So I made a few simple changes to my diet, and things started to get better physically and mentally. And when I combined Ayurveda with some yoga practices, such as daily meditation, I had some spiritual experiences. And for the first time, probably ever, I felt hopeful about life. And this kept me moving forward. I started to build something we call ojas in Ayurveda. And my capacity to tolerate stress increased, and I wasn't anxious all of the time anymore. It took a couple of years to make the diet and lifestyle changes that repaired my Agni, but by the end, the Crohn's disease went away. I have no digestive pain. My skin is clear. And mentally, I feel like a completely different person. I'm happier. I have a sense of self-esteem. I feel a sense of purpose in life. And it may seem simplistic to say that changing what I ate and how I ate resolved the pretty severe mental health problems I was having, but that's the experience I had. And when my digestion of food balanced, I experienced mental clarity and resilience that expanded my capacity, like I said, to be with the ups and downs of life that are always going to happen. And I see things differently today. I see myself differently. And while I still experience some stress and sadness, when these feelings come up, they don't take over, and I can manage and move through them. And I know everything's going to be okay. I have a lot more choices today. And often when these feelings come up, it's as simple as doing less, keeping my dinacharya or daily routine dialed in, maybe taking an extra long abhyanga, taking time to watch the sunset. I use the IEP tools that I've learned from you, and the feelings pass. So the experience I've had with balancing Agni and the effect that it's had on my mental health is hard to put into words. It's been one of the most surprising and potent experiences of my life. And while I still have opportunities, I never expected I would experience anything close to the level of physical and mental health I have today. It's humbling that today I also get to support others in balancing their Agni here at Hale Pule and get to witness them have life-changing experiences of their own. And I'm deeply grateful for you, Myra G. You did more than save my life. You gave me the tools so that I can save my own life, physically, mentally, and spiritually. And it's been a really wonderful journey.
Yeah, that's great. I'm so glad to hear it. Yeah.
So now I have some questions I wanted to ask you related to Agni and mental health. The first question is, what impact does digestion have on mental health?
You did a fairly good job there of describing it. But if we think about it in terms of a few things, one is that if I'm consuming food and activities in life that don't have prana, that don't offer anything to my life force, basically the flow of our energy goes down. And maybe you felt that, and I think many people might have felt that. And it's not just the food, it might be the activities and the things that we expose ourselves to. And as we go to food that is heavily processed, for example, then that makes a difference in the quality of our digestion, right? Because our body's trying to do something with something that doesn't really offer a lot. And so that takes our mental capacity down in many different ways. If we're continually watching movies that are distressing, or we're watching the news all the time, it becomes difficult to digest, and it's going to affect the digestion of our food. And so then we get in a vicious cycle. So instead of being in this healthful cycle that can happen with our food and our activities, it becomes something that really takes us down as opposed to lifting us up.
And can you share a little bit about how Agni has us digest life.
Yeah. So our Agni is on a cellular level. It's something that allows us to process, to transform, and make good use of what we consume. So if you're thinking about the food, our ability then to transform what we've eaten into something that's useful. So it needs to be something that has prana, it has to have life force. And when it does, then that's when we can actually digest it and we build body tissue from it. And that also, of course, relates to the activity of the mind. Think of it this way. If you're having, oh, let's say 5 cups of coffee or 5 to 10 cups of coffee a day, as many people do, then that's having a negative effect on your nerves. And so our tendency then too, because of the imbalance that's caused by that, and in Ayurveda, we go into the details of what elements are involved and what qualities are there and how it's affecting us. For example, then the coffee is a stimulant. So now you're putting heavy stimulation into your nerves. Well, it makes perfect sense then that you're going to feel a little more nervous and a little more anxious in that. And then the effects of that accumulate over time because there's a dehydrating quality to that. And our nerves don't like to be dehydrated. So, and so those are all things that affect the capacity of our mind.
And what does Vata dosha have to do with all of this, Agni, and mental health?
Well, I'll continue with that example. If I'm overstimulating my nerves and that, and I start to feel anxious, and then what comes after anxious is fearful. And this is related to Vata dosha. Vata dosha is the air and the ethers or the space in us. And when there's too much of it, so for example, with too much talking and too much moving around, too much travel, going fast all the time, whether that's in your activity and what you're doing, maybe at your work, or it's driving a fast car, even. Those are all things that have an effect on our ability to stay calm. And so Vata and Agni have a very close relationship. We want them to be good friends and work together in our body and mind. But when either one of them isn't working properly, then it affects the other. And so our ability to utilize our mental capacity and to stay stable is highly affected by Vata dosha. And our stability then is what will allow us to make the good choices to take care of Agni.
So, what can we do to balance Vata with food and life activities? And what results can we expect? Maybe particularly for those who identify as having maybe they've had some diagnosis about their nervous system and what they can and can't handle.
Well, certainly keeping the stimulants out of your consumption is going to make a difference. When you take away caffeine, for example, people can tell, many people, not all, but many people will get a headache. Your body's trying to adjust to the changes that are happening. So, just in case we need to be convinced that there is some alteration that's happening as a result of consuming it. But very simple things will keep Vata balanced. Simple things such as having regular meal times and having a regular sleep time and chewing your food, right? Because we don't chew our food when we go too fast. And one of the things we want to do to calm Vata is that we want to just slow down a little bit because Vata, when in excess, will have a tendency to make us want to go too fast, talk fast, talk too much. So just slowing things down a bit, breathing a little bit more, those are things that are going to make a big difference. Yeah. There's an exercise of just taking pause, maybe 3 times in the day, and just take a moment and just take a few conscious, deep breaths, and then smile to yourself. And that smiling to yourself is also part of calming the Vata down and supporting Agni.
I remember how much lower my stress level got after I took those recommendations you just made, and another one that was really helpful for me was eliminating the raw foods and the dry foods because I had been eating so much salad almost every meal for years. Thinking, of course, it would So what can we do each day to support mental health?
Well, I think the things that we've just mentioned are good choices. And some people like to do some journaling each day. Recently, I was speaking with someone and we were talking about how so many people like to say, "Oh, I have low self-esteem," and sort of take that as a diagnosis. And as in our discussion, it came up that self-esteem is just my opinion of myself. And that's something that can change. Often when we feel mentally unstable or mentally not well, we have a low opinion of ourselves. And this is where, again, Agni and Vata and the food that we consume makes a tremendous difference in our mental health, our perception of life, and our perception of ourselves. There's a whole other area that we could talk about that Ayurveda talks about greatly, and then perhaps for another time, which is the impressions from early life are what formed a lot of those opinions about ourselves, and they're just opinions that can change.
It's really wonderful to see these things change in the clients that come to us and do our Agni therapy program. And one of the things that many of them say when they finish that they're surprised by is not just that the symptoms are going away, but that they feel more connected to themselves. So, one last question for today, Myra, and that is, what would you say to someone who says that they're waiting until they're in a better mental state or in the right mental space to adopt some of these diet and lifestyle changes?
I would say that adopting the changes is what will help you get in the right mental space. So if it's something that has touched something inside of you or it's piqued your interest a bit, it's something that can be done gradually, and it's actually best if it's done gradually. It's a decision, it's an internal decision. We make decisions all the time. And so it's one that, am I willing to make a decision to step fully into my life, to do what's going to support me to have this human experience in the very best way possible? So if you want to do that, then it's time for change, and the changes are so great. It just gets better over time.
I agree. Thank you so much, Myra G.
Wow, a sincere thank you to Myra and Erica for sharing their stories and wisdom with all of us. We hope it's been helpful for you. And if you resonated with this episode, please let us know. And if you'd like to learn more about Agni and the significant role it plays in all of life, how to balance it, and how to take care of it, join our signature Agni therapy program. You can join absolutely anytime, and it truly is a life-changing program. You'll learn to live a purposeful life, experience more energy, clarity, and happiness. The link will be in the show notes. Let's om to close our time together. Thank you for being with us. See you next time. Namaste.
In Ayurveda, we understand that we each have a unique constitution. Halipuli's tridoshic approach is ideal for families and supports multiple constitutions. You can cultivate sattva in cooking, knowing that you're making meals that support everyone's constitution. Subtle adjustments may be required, but it doesn't need to be a stress point. To learn our tridoshic approach to create nourishing meals, join Simple Ayurvedic Cooking with Halipuli. The recipes are easy, delicious, and will leave you feeling energized. And the link to join is in our show notes.